Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Remember when the folks in your neighborhood drugstore knew you by name? Well, at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy, they still do. They believe in that kind of hometown service. No long lines, no feeling just like a number in a big corporate chain. Instead, you see friendly faces, pleasant pharmacists behind the prescription counter, and people ready to answer any of your questions. It's the kind of service that you used to find at the old corner drug stores. And now they're here at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy in Niagara Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies where they really take the time to care about you. And if you want, they'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. Get the details and stop in and see them at Wellness Park, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Topping Thursday's local news, a person that owns a restaurant in Niagara Falls filed a complaint with the Town of Niagara Police after a disgruntled customer upset over the cost of his food kept texting him at home in the Town of Niagara with threats. They reportedly kept sending him messages, telling him they know his address and his personal information, and that they were going to come to his house to rape and kill his family. Those messages came from two separate telephone numbers, and Town of Niagara Police were able to trace them. They got a hold of the person that placed the calls, who reportedly admitted sending the texts, said they were upset over the price of the food, and added that they didn't really mean any of the threats they made. That business owner refused to press any charges at this time and said he just wanted the caller to be advised. Town police got a hold of that suspect and she agreed to stop sending the messages and was advised if she continued, she would be arrested. More local headlines are on the way, but a reminder if you're having a problem with a washer, a dryer, refrigerator, range, any home appliance, you need to call an expert. And it would be nice if that expert had 45 years experience with fixing appliances. And what would even be nicer if when he came to your home, he only charged a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Well, that repairman does exist. His name, Chris Moore, of Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And to get him to your house, just call him, 523-5911. It's honest, affordable appliance repair. From Chris Moore, a number you'll want to put in your cell phone because you don't know when you'll need them. It's 523-5911. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. There appears to be some trouble brewing on Niagara Street, and the head of the Niagara Street organization said he wants to nip it in the bud. Jimmy Sweeto, the head of the Niagara Street Community Revitalization Organization, said after getting numerous calls regarding large crowds leaving an old closed-down restaurant on Niagara Street over the weekend and fighting, he's trying to find ways to stop what he calls illegal parties at the old, now-closed bakery lounge on Niagara Street.
Apparently, it was a large fight. Okay, it burst out into the street and into the parking lot across the street. We're trying to come up with creative ways to stop this. Even though they're saying, one, it's a private club. Second thing is, if they're allowing the public in, even though they're charging $20 a head, it's still the public. That bar has an occupancy of about 140 people. So when 500 people burst out of there on a Saturday and decide they want to fight, that's another problem that could be closed down by the county. We're trying to get the county involved and maybe the health department.
Sweeto said they talked to the owner of the building who didn't give them a real resolution.
The owner of the property says, you're not going to tell me what I do with my property. But he's wrong. It's a commercial building. He has no certificate of occupancy from the city either. What you need to do now is, so it doesn't take 6 months and this doesn't go on in the summer, is a little bit of creative policing, which is why we're reaching out to the county, because we are going to have the impact team if they're not already in the city. We talked to the county. I talked to Ferrugia, who's our representative for there. We were with him for about an hour and a half. He was going to reach out to the sheriff's department on our behalf, and we're being told that it's a difficult situation to close down.
Sweeto says he's trying to work with the county legislator, the city police, the sheriff department, and the state troopers to see if he can't get them all on the same page to bring in one big show of force that will put an end to this problem.
But this is why we bring the impact team and everybody in the summer. We bring them in to help police, to help our police.
Suedo said he's hoping to get all the agencies together that will break up these large crowds on the weekend and put an end to any of the problems before they get larger over the summer. And beside that, he said it's time for him to start concentrating on his Gill Creek summer concerts, which begin in a few weeks. In other news, sheriff deputies are investigating some lost or stolen license plates on a car that was involved in an accident recently. A resident on the Fiegel Road in Pendleton told deputies his car was involved in a crash and it was towed to two separate repair shops, one in Niagara Falls and one in Buffalo. But he said when he finally got his car back, the license plates were gone. It was unclear how those license plates got removed from the vehicle and where it happened, or if they fell off in the original accident, but deputies provided the owner with the proper forms needed to get new plates and to re-register his vehicle. Speaking of cars, you know, a lot of drivers like their car to smell fresh, and often they buy car air fresheners that come in the shape of a little tree. Then they hang it from their rearview mirror. But here's a word of caution. Hanging anything that could hinder your view while driving is against the law, and it gives police probable cause to pull you over. In the town of Wheatfield yesterday, sheriff deputies did just that. They stopped a man for having items hanging from his mirror, and when they went to advise him about it, found out that his license was suspended. That driver ended up being charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, as well as driving with an obstructed view. He was identified as Benjamin Harzewski, who was issued appearance tickets in the case and will now have to answer to the charge in Wheatfield Town Court. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today included a collision last night at 74th and Buffalo Avenue. Authorities said one car crossed over the yellow lines and hit a vehicle coming in the opposite direction. Only one driver was taken to the hospital. The driver of the car that reportedly pulled into the other lane did suffer some injuries, but police said they weren't life-threatening, and he was treated at the medical center. Meantime, city police are investigating that collision. About 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning, a collision occurred in the 5300 block of Mapleton Road. Unknown injuries reported there. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from the Wendelville Fire Company responded to that crash. Other details concerning that accident that occurred about 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning in North Tonawanda, when a female crossing the road at Robinson and Vandervoort was reported seriously injured and was rushed to ECMC. Thursday morning, she was still listed in critical condition, with no word on if any charges were placed, with North Tonawanda police still investigating. And critics are pushing back on New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani's proposed city budget on Wednesday, with him planning to cut $1 million from the veteran services and events, including a ticker tape parade for former servicemen and women. The Department of Veteran Services budget would then drop to about $6.6 million in Mamdani's unveiled 2027 budget, which they say is about a 13% reduction. One service-disabled Marine Corps veteran called it a slap in the face to all the veterans, especially those living with visible and invisible wounds from the war. Here at home, Senator Rob Ort was upset over the move. He said he fought in combat overseas to defend freedom at home and around the world. Now he says a New York City radical wants to slash funding for the very same heroes who fought radicals that terrorized our country. Senator Ort says slashing veteran services and 911 events are despicable and disgraceful. And he's asking anyone that feels the same to contact Mayor Mamdani in New York and let him know how you feel. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara, where parking for golfers is always free. We update our news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net. And for your convenience, on demand, when you enter niagararadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's real local news, unbiased and free, on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.